Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kurt Hunt, the CEO, founder, chief cook of Bottle Washer here on S3 Productions. And one of the joys of what I get to do is I just call it. Anyway, I just get tired. Well, I should say, let me rephrase that. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kurt Hunt, the CEO, founder, chief cook, and bottle washer here on S3 Productions. And one of the joys of getting to do what I do is sometimes you just play around just because you do. I was sitting here enjoying my cup of Joe this morning, my morning cup of coffee on Sunday, the 15th of October. And I happened to be drinking a cup of Joe from Paramount Coffee Company. This is Joe Coffee, tall, dark, and handsome, dark roast ground coffee. Well, I got me thinking, so as I was searching through my archives, I found a song called Who Wants Them Tall, Dark, and Handsome by Sophie Tucker. So, because I do enjoy my coffee so much, I thought I would talk about Joe Coffee, dark roast ground coffee, tall, dark, and handsome, which my daughter gave to me back on Father's Day, which I finally got around to finishing up, but I thought it tied nicely in with Sophie Tucker's Who Wants Them Tall, Dark, and Handsome. So with that in mind, enjoy.
Every now and then, I meet friends of mine who rave in ecstasy. Over movie stars, they stand in line and break their necks to see. He's tall and dark and handsome, is the chorus they all sing. All right, so what about it? To me, it doesn't mean a thing. Who wants him tall, dark, and handsome? Who cares about glamorous guys? They might intrigue a jitterbug who wears a sloppy sweater. Show me a guy with a ready-made tie, I guarantee I'll do better. Who wants to sit up nights and worry where a good-looking husband may be? I'll take a lug, a mug, one that I can trust out of my sight. At least, I'll always know just where the body is at night. Who wants them tall, dark, and handsome? When they look too good, they're no darn good to me. Girl, don't let good looks fool you. Don't judge books just by their covers. Take my word, some of these glamour guys are not so hot as lovers. I've had chilladillas, polished, perfumed, and anointed. I thought they'd be thrillers, but have I been disappointed? I've had my romance with a famous motion picture hero. Believe me, off the screen his social rating was zero. I've had my caballeros in sombreros shiny black. And girls, how I wished I had my $20 back. Just make mine stocky, blocky, and stocky. And with plenty of vitamin B, you can have your wolves who prowl and howl at every pretty face. Give me a Mr. 555 who is just plain pat to chase. Who wants them tall, dark, and handsome? When they look too good, they're no darn good to me.
Now, some of you probably know that every once in a while we do our Teachers Talk Coffee show there at school. We put it up on YouTube. So today it's me, Belle, my production assistant, talking Teacher Talks Coffee, tall, dark, and handsome, ground roast, ground coffee, which I actually kind of brew kind of strong. But that's neither here nor there. Joe's Good People comes from good stock, high quality green Acaba Arabic beans. And, of course, I don't pay attention to directions when I make it. But it's brewed by the coffee-loving folks of Paramount Coffee, employee-owned base in Lansing, Michigan. So, with that in mind, my name is Kurt Hunt. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, hints, or otherwise, you can always reach me at facebook.com/S3Productions1 or S3Productions2 on Facebook. Forgot music on 78 RPM records. And basically, I'm just enjoying my Sunday morning coffee, listening to old records, and just having some fun. So with that, Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.